Roland wasn't very hungry, but the boy's other idea pleased him a great deal. Yes, he said, we'll have a bite here. Then maybe I'll take me a little siesta while you draw the rose. Will you make two pictures of it, Patrick? He showed the two remaining fingers on his right hand to make sure Patrick understood. The young man frowned and cocked his head, still not understanding. His hair hung to one shoulder in a bright sheaf. Roland thought of how Susanna had washed that hair in a stream in spite of Patrick's hooted protests. It was the sort of thing Roland himself would never have thought to do, but it made the young fellow look a lot better. Looking at that sheaf of shining hair made him miss Susanna in spite of the rose's song. She had brought grace to his life. It wasn't a word that had occurred to him until she was gone. Meanwhile, here was Patrick, wildly talented, but awfully slow on the uptake. Roland gestured to his pad, then to the rose. Patrick nodded. That part he got. Then Roland raised two of the fingers on his good hand and pointed to the pad again. This time, the light broke on Patrick's face. He pointed to the rose, to the pad, to Roland, and then to himself. That's right, big boy, Roland said. A picture of the rose for you and one for me. It's nice, isn't it? Patrick nodded enthusiastically, setting to work while Roland rustled the grub. Once again, Roland fixed three plates, and once again, Oi refused his share. When Roland looked into the bumbler's gold-ringed eyes, he saw an emptiness there, a kind of loss that hurt him deep inside. And Oi couldn't stand to miss many meals. He was far too thin already. Trail frayed, Cuthbert would have said, probably smiling.